And now, the Goldbergs. Although Sylvia Allison nearly destroyed Sammy's life, he still wants to marry her. Out of pity, Sammy says. And Sylvia, who came north with the Goldbergs, has become someone to be pitied. Most of the fight has gone out of her. What might have happened to the lives of these two young, confused, and frightened people is impossible to say, but at the critical moment, the same calm presence of young Dr. Christopher Cater intervenes. Christopher is a psychiatrist. Right now, he's treating both Sammy and Sylvia. Although Sylvia is beginning to cooperate, Sammy resents Dr. Cater, who represents truth and light, while Sammy wants the comfort of darkness. Poor Molly is, as she says, beside herself, although she has great confidence in Dr. Cater. Listen.
No, Rosalie.
I'm coming, Ma. Where are you?
There are I. I'm here. Look up. Here.
Yeah,
I'm here outside the family room.
Oh.
You don't see me, so little I am, but the speck I became. So? Did you call?
I did, but the doctor isn't in there.
So loud you have to speak. I told you I'm standing outside the family's room. I don't want him to hear. I don't want him to know. Didn't I told you that?
I'm sorry,
no.
Ma.
So you called Dr. Cater's office?
Mm-hmm.
No. And did you left word for the doctor not to come here?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
What did I told you?
What the doctor said I gave you, Rosalie. I don't know what's the matter lately.
I'm sorry, Ma.
So go down and leave word. If the doctor does come in, of course, he calls up his office, or whichever what, that he should not come over here.
How will that sound, Mom?
How will that sound? Regardless how it will sound, what should I do, Rosalie, dear? What should I do? I can't help myself. I want to talk to him before he comes. I have to speak a couple words. If his coming here upsets Sammy so much, I mean, I don't know if it's right or if it's wrong or whichever. Papa says I should tell him not to come, so what should I do? So go down, darling. Go down, darling. I said something I shouldn't have said to you before.
No, my sorry.
So I'm sorry, Mama. I'm sorry. So go and call up and leave voice.
But maybe he's on his way here tomorrow.
See, Sandler hurts me. So let me go in better.
Everything is her fault again. Why does she keep going to his office if Sammy doesn't want it to?
Yes, dear. I'm just saying a few words to Rosalie.
Go, Rosalie.
Yes, Papa. He's on the porch.
All right.
I'm here, Sammy.
Did you tell that doctor I don't want to see him?
The leading voice, Sammy. The leading voice. Pull down your shade like that, Sammy?
I want it down.
You don't want me to put it up?
I want it down.
Set it down. Is the coverlet too warm for you? Maybe just this light one?
I don't want that doctor here, Ma.
I left for you. Sit down, Elizabeth. I had such a to-do today with Daisy. A cow sure should know so much. Mike, my sister, came over to milk us, so she was so beside herself. Mike had to discontinue, and not until I sat down on the bench would she hold still and she gave four quarts.
Where's Sylvie?
She has a headache. And Mike said he couldn't understand Daisy because Daisy was his cow before she was our cow.
Where's Sylvie?
I said she has a headache, Sammy. She's lying down.
Did you give her anything for it?
Feeling better now.
I'm going to get out of bed tomorrow, Ma.
You'll be able? Why not?
I'm all right.
You can still tell me? Why not?
You can wire Mr. Allison so he knows.
Knows what, Sammy?
But Sylvie and I are getting married. What do we have to wait for? I'll get work. I'll make a living. You don't mind if we stay here just until I get something. Well, why don't you answer me when I talk to you? Why does a child become a stranger when he thinks of getting married? Why do you parents think your responsibility stops? I'll get work, and so will Sylvia. We'll both work. You like her better than you did before. I'm talking to you, Ma. You like her better now than you did before.
Not less.
That wasn't what I asked you. She's changed, Ma. She's young. She'll learn. She'll learn from me the things I learned from you. We mustn't remember the things she did. Ma, you have to forget all the things she did, and I have to forget all the things she did. You hear, Ma? We'll be very happy, Ma, because we know each other for what we are. All right, Ma? It'll make it easier for me if you say yes.
Jake?
Jake. How do you feel, Sammy?
Much better, Jake.
Pa.
Sammy, rest now. You've spoken enough.
Pa.
Jake, we'll go down and let Sammy rest.
I want to speak to you, Pa.
Must have been now?
Yes, now. I told you, and I want to tell Papa.
What is it?
Here.
I thought you told him not to come. Go down, Ma. See that he doesn't come up here. I don't want to see him anymore.
Sammy.
I have nothing to say to him. He has nothing to say to me.
But, Sammy, I'm...
All he's interested in is making cases out of people. That's the way he makes a living. You're just throwing your money out by having him come here.
Doctor? That's it. A syllable.
I don't want to see you.
I'll see you both downstairs later.
Jake.
Doctor,
Jake. Tamela, I will see the doctor when he comes downstairs, Sammy. Here? Come downstairs, I'll talk to the doctor.
Aren't you being a little intense about this whole thing, Sammy? I heard your tirade. If I annoy you, I just won't come again.
That'll suit me fine.
What makes you so sure of that? You know, it's not very becoming, this little play you're putting on, Sammy. The Napoleon of the bedroom. You're sick, and you're entitled to act as a sick person, but not as a sickening one.
I don't want to see you.
I heard the first time. Yes, I believe you said it. I just don't believe you mean it.
How can I convince you?
How? By getting well?
I am well. You can get out of bed tomorrow.
If you do, you'll fall down and crack the cat. You'll have to do the whole job all over again. Sammy, you should be in bed at least another week.
Why? So you can get a chance to see Sylvia every day?
Oh. Well, so that's it. Don't you want me to see Sylvia?
No.
Why not?
Because I know what you're up to.
Oh. And what's that?
You're trying to separate us.
Oh, no. Well, that's impossible for me to do. You've done that yourself. Sammy, you're a million miles from her. A million light years. She's on the moon and you're on Mars.
You're trying to prevent me from marrying her.
You have no right to marry her.
No one else has a better right. If I don't marry her, she'll end up out of nowhere. She said so herself. She once said she'd die if I didn't marry. She tried to.
No, that was a couple of centuries ago. That was way back in the dark ages of her life, back in South Carolina.
You changed that, I suppose, in two easy lessons.
I'm civilization. I change everything. Sammy, the both of you were a pair of egotistical, selfish brutes, hurting each other for the sheer madness of it. And now you want to marry her. What for? To enjoy the luxuries of self-pity? Yes, you pity her. And that's the married life you want to hold out for her. One in which you'll live like a dog taken in from the street with her own corner and the scraps from the table.
Who told you that?
It's true.
It's not true.
Then why do you want to marry Sylvia?
None of your business.
It is my business. Sylvia is my patient, and you were too up to this minute.
I love her. I was ashamed to say so. I was ashamed of what everyone would think if I married her after all that happened. I wanted to marry her. I want to marry her more than I want to breathe. I have to. I must. I was ashamed. That's why I said I pitied her, but I don't. I love her. I love her.
The whole world of restraint falls from Sammy's face. All the defenses which people keep against the world, the barricades for the heart. He breaks down like a child. Above Sammy's bowed head, Dr. Cater's face reveals nothing of what he thinks, except an infinite pity. Infinite pity.